Time again for our nonprofit navigationist segment. Thanks to guests on behalf of the Johnson Center for Philanthropy, doing great things in our own backyard. And you know how strong the word philanthropy is. Well, in our own backyard, our great West Michigan. Two such involved in the field to talk about executive coaching. Let's talk to you, Tamala Spicer, Program Manager, Nonprofit Services with the Center. Good morning to you, Tamala.
Good morning, Shelley.
Appreciate you. Yeah. Colleen Davis, Executive Director, Alternatives in Motion. Good that you are here, Colleen.
Thank you for having me, Shelley.
You're quite welcome. Tell me what Alternatives in Motion is all about.
We enhance independence through access to mobility equipment. And what that means is that we work with this very generous, amazing Grand Rapids community. They donate gently used mobility equipment to our organization. And we work with medical partners right in the same community that refer clients to us that have a disability and have been turned down for a piece of mobility equipment and are in need. So it's an amazing mission and vision in our community that I'm proud to be a part of, celebrating 25 years this year.
Wow. This question somewhat goes back to, or this comment, to the importance of talking about executive coaching. First of all, Tamala Spicer, how did Colleen just do in her pitch? Because I think
she did great. Yeah. She's a good student.
Yeah. Because you've been her coach. We'll talk about that. How do you spend your day, Tamala, and tell us more about the center?
So I spend most of my day working with nonprofit organizations on capacity building. So a lot of education, some workshops, coaching, training. I love working with boards and having an opportunity to see nonprofits just grow and develop so they can better serve our community.
Well, so much to talk about when it comes to just boards 101, but yes. we want to focus on executive coaching. And I know the Johnson Center offering a course beginning October. We'll get to that. But first of all, Tamala, what is executive coaching and why is it important?
So the way we approach executive coaching at the Johnson Center is a mix of traditional coaching, which is designed to ask good questions so that people can discover the answers to their challenges. So we mix traditional executive coaching with sort of strategic advising. So when we coach, it's not just helping people discover the answers. Sometimes it's guiding and providing a little bit of education or some resources to help move toward those answers.
Where does the word executive play its role?
So in this particular instance, the coaching program that we're starting in the fall, we're focused primarily on executive directors, CEOs. And the idea is that for an organization to be strong, it needs strong leadership. And leadership comes at many different points in an organization. It's not just who has that title at the top, but developing that top leadership in an organization then helps develop all of the leadership in the organization.
Obviously, I'll get to you in just a second, Colleen. But Tamala, how does the cohort model work?
So what we do with the cohort model is we meet for seven consecutive weeks. We meet for approximately 2.5 hours each time. The interesting thing about this coaching model is that the agenda really is set by the participants. So at the first session, we'll talk about what are their greatest challenges, what are the things, the big questions that they have, what are they struggling with? And then we set the consecutive sessions based on their key challenges.
And Colleen Davis of Alternatives in Motion has been through the program. Colleen, you're on hand here to offer insights into the value impact executive coaching has had, I trust, on your leadership, stress level, and organizational impact. So when did you participate?
I participated last winter. Yeah, I was part of an amazing group of 10 of my colleagues. And the 7 weeks just completely flew by. I don't know where they went, but it was a great experience for me.
And I know you personally. You would think that, Colleen doesn't need executive coaching. She's a rock star in herself. But why did you take it? And what was it like to participate in this program? Let's talk about an activity or two.
No, we're forever learning, and the Johnson Center is an amazing place to do that. I will tell you, Shelley, in my career, you know, we're always looking for our organization to have a bright light. And to me, the Johnson Center helped our organization shine brighter. So just an amazing experience. And really what Tamala said, which provoked me the most to become a part of the group, was that it was about our organizations and our specific challenges. So there, as much as there was, you know, specific things we were going to learn by the end of the 7 weeks, if we had challenges in our own organizations, we brought them up. It was a very, very safe environment for us to be able to talk about our questions and concerns for our organizations, which also comes with a lot of gratitude from me. So it was a safe place for me to come and talk about challenges in our organization and then talk with my colleagues amongst them and get their feedback as well as the expertise from the Johnson Center.
Can I ask what sorts of challenges you worked through together? Okay, you want to expose your dirty laundry?
Well, you know, Shelley, it what was also comforting about it was that, you know, sometimes this job can feel really lonely, I'll be honest. And so having that ability to share with my colleagues and them validate some of our organizational challenges the same as their own was huge for me. Took a real huge load off of my back to know that other people face the same challenges and tackling them together. We all still stay in contact with each other, by the way, all of us. So we're kind of our own little group, and we're constantly emailing each other when we need things. And so we're continuing on, even though we're not, informally.
Tamala, I guess based on this response, was this a goal of yours to work? And tell us more about what nonprofit execs do get out of this program.
Well, for me, part of it was building that network. We do think that being an executive director is one of the most difficult jobs out there. You're leading up to your board, you're following your board's leadership, you're leading down with volunteers and staff, and it can sometimes feel like you're on an island. Yeah. So to create that place for, as Colleen said, that safe space for people to come and express some of those challenges. So part of it was creating that space. Part of it was helping nonprofit executives build their network. We know that to be successful, nonprofit organizations have to learn how to partner together. I mean, that's part of a good sustainability model. And so creating that space where they could build some of those relationships, it's been interesting to see with both of the coaching groups we've done so far that the executives are staying in touch. They're helping each other through challenges. They're sharing resources. They're giving each other support and just encouragement, which we all need, right?
Yes. I need support and encouragement. Yeah. The role of the coach in all this. Let's dig deep here, Tamala.
So my role is really more of a guide. I like to think of myself a little bit as a Sherpa when I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. It's really not necessarily to direct. Mm-hmm. It's to ask good questions. It's to create opportunities for self-discovery and really listen so that I can guide conversations in a way that brings good solutions to the challenges that they're having. So there's a little bit of an education component thrown in there. I do provide some resources typically if there's, you know, something that we know is going to be helpful to a challenge that they're facing. But most of it is really just to guide and listen and help that peer group come up with those solutions.
Great. Talking philanthropy, executive coaching, a cohort sign up is open now. Here in just a second, we'll ask for that information that will begin in October to do just what Colleen Davis has done. Colleen, Executive Director of Alternatives in Motion, Tamala Spicer, Program Manager, Nonprofit Services with Johnson Center. Colleen, I mean, how has this experience impacted your leadership at Alternatives in Motion?
Yes.
Are you bigger and better?
Awesome. Yeah, you know, we, in the past 2 years, Alternatives in Motion, we, you know, our program has grown by 203%, but along with that goes the leadership and the staff and the volunteers and our community. And focusing on myself and my leadership is a priority of our board of directors, Alternatives in Motion, which I'm very proud of, because they want me to be at my best so that we can, again, you know, shine brightly in this amazing community that we've been serving for the past 25 years. So they want me to invest in myself and furthering my leadership skills and the Johnson Center here is the only place that I think does an amazing job with that. And so, sorry, a little bias, but they've really helped us through not just my leadership training and executive coaching, but our strategic framework planning that we did last year. They've helped us through different conferences and coaching sessions that I've taken at the Johnson Center for the past 2 years, Lunch and Learns. The list goes on and on, and the resource that they have in the community, we take full advantage of. At Alteros in Motion, since I've been with the organization, coming from Illinois and outside of Chicago, we had nothing like this center in our community. And so when I came here and found out about them, I was, of course, elated and super excited to be able to use the services that they have. And couldn't imagine this community without them in it now.
Awesome. A couple minutes left. Would there be an example you'd like to share of something perhaps you learned or worked through at coaching that directly impacted your work?
Yes. My ideal week. Yes, I know. It sounds very scary. And initially it was. But I have my family, friends, staff, and volunteers and board invested in my ideal week now. And it's really allowed me to focus on continuing our strategic planning and what's next for the organization and our future, and putting that into my day. And while emails are super, super important, it allows me to focus on other things to further the mission of the organization. And while it has taken me a minute to focus on this, it's been well worth the efforts. And I've seen personally and professionally the fruits of focusing on an ideal week.
Awesome. How do we find out more about Alteros in Motion?
We have an awesome website, aimgr.org, that we just launched a little over a year and a half ago now. So we have an amazing resource there where people can go and find out more about us. If they need equipment, they can apply for equipment. If they would like to donate equipment, they can also contact us there. And if they would like to make a monetary donation, we also have a lovely little heart on the right-hand side so they can make a gift of mobility if they would like to.
You have been executively coached. Thank you, Colleen Davis, Executive Director, Alteros in Motion. Tamala Spicer, what would you like to leave us with?
You know, I have to say it's been a pleasure working with Colleen. We've done a wide variety of work over the last couple of years. And one of the things that I've really appreciated that I saw growth in her with the executive coaching that she and I were just talking about is this ability to communicate more effectively and more thoughtfully with the board. And that's a lot of what comes up when we do executive coaching, is that relationship is so interesting, again, because you're leading and you're following. And so to create, to see the growth in her has been really great for me, walking alongside of her and all of that. So it's been fun to see. But you can visit our website at johnsoncenter.org and sign up for executive coaching. We would love to have you join us starting October 17th at the Johnson Center. We look forward to our next cohort.
7-week executive coaching cohort beginning October 17th, as you mentioned, running weekly through December 12th. Looks like johnsoncenter.org, where you need to be. Thank you, guys. And Colleen, see you the next 25 years. That relationship will continue to grow.
Thanks so much, Shelley.
Thank you.